Dear Judge Henry, I will tell you three things right now. Number one, I am almost 12 years old. I do not want to go to prison, even if it's a prison for kids. Number two, nobody calls me Aurora Dawn Bauer, not even my grandma, and she's the most legal person I know. Everyone calls me Daisy. Number three, your face looks like squirrels flop their tails where your eyebrows should be. I can't tell if your eyes ever laugh, but you were all business when you told me to write this. And, ugh, Mom just peeked over my shoulder and said, erase that stuff about his weird eyebrows, or we'll have more trouble. I mean it. I went to my room and slammed the door. She's a snoop. You told me to write everything I think and feel. Everything. And I will. Mom's afraid. If I screw this up, she says the county will never get off her back. I won't screw it up. I'm going to do what you said and use the brain God gave me to explain myself instead of causing more trouble. Mom thinks I could finish this paper in a couple of nights if I work hard. She has no idea how much I have to say. Sometimes you hold stuff tight inside until a judge makes you let it out, and the stuff starts a spark, and the spark starts a fire, and the fire burns big and terrible. The chemist says you can't stop a big and terrible fire with a regular garden hose. So who caused this mess? Not the chemist. I swear on everything I'll ever have. Every single Christmas present and birthday present from every single Christmas and birthday. The chemist didn't know we were going to break him out of prison. It's not his fault. You should blame my mom and her boyfriend, Alex, for running off to Mexico. Or Carrie, the worst babysitter in the world. Or Grandma's crying. Or Ashley, and that dog whose name may or may not be Fred. And most of all, you should blame my never-friend Graham Hassler, aka Graham Cracker, and his stupid idea coin. If you broke up the story into 1 million pieces of blame, only two of the pieces would be mine, and 999,998 would belong to Graham. Why do you think we called it the Graham Cracker plot?